Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Sicori. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eddie Lukon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Claude Corbett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Lukon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy juggles the ball. That's an error on Borowy. Clay moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball towards center. Lowry catches it and throws to second to double up Clay. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lipke. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lukon. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Waitkus scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to first for the out. Mueller moves to third. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan strikes out. Two outs. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clay strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori is 0 for 1 in the game. Sicori hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipke hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haas. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Haas steals second. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lukan is 0-for-1 in the game. Lukan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0-for-1 in the game. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-1 in the game. Corbett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vandermeer strikes out. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clay hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sikori. Clay reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clay scores. Frey moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0-for-2 in the game. Lipke takes first base on ball 4. Frey moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett misplays the ball. That's an error on Corbett. Hack moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry bunts towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. Hack moves to third. Stringer moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Lukan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Frank Sikori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sikori is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sikori takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Lukan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 2 in the game. Lucan takes first base on ball 4. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 2 in the game. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vandermeer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corbett moves to second. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to second. One out. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0 for 2 in the game. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey moves to second. Hank Weiss now pitching. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lipke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frey scores. Hatton moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Uecker pinch runs for Al Lipke. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Hatton moves to third. Uecker moves to second. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Uecker moves to third. Mueller moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lucan hits a fly ball towards center. Lowry catches it and throws to home to double up Uecker. Two outs. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Claude Corbett. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mueller moves to third. Haas moves to second. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Usher now playing right field. Eddie Miller now playing shortstop. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Stringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Sikori settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Sikori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sikori is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sikori is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lucan hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Mueller and he is out, Miller applying the tag. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.